Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. The holidays can be a really wonderful time to relax and enjoy the spirit of the season, but they're not without their own dose of anxiety. You're worried about buying the things on your list, sticking to a budget, making the things you need to make, baking, decorating, spending quality time with family and friends, going to parties, and still making sure that your family doesn't lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas in all of this hustle and bustle. That's a tall order. Well, tensions and tempers can sometimes run high in what is supposed to be a very peaceful time of year. Former LDS Families therapist Brian Sharman recently shared 3 steps in the LDS Enzyme magazine on how to resolve conflicts and find more peace at home. He offers 3 tips to do this. Number 1, to express your views. Sometimes this can be stated as speaking your truth when you share your honest feelings and your thoughts about a situation or the reason why you acted a certain way in response to a situation. And doing this step is all about digging deeper in finding out the other person's motivations behind what they did or said. Step 2, after you've expressed your view, is to explore concerns. So now that you both know what your individual views on a situation are, you can talk about the specific concerns that you have with each person's view. And you really need to give each person an equal chance to talk and seek to understand, not argue about, what they're saying and where they're coming from. Then you can decide if you need to make adjustments for your own views or forgive others for theirs. And then number 3 is that once you have everything on the table, you've said what you needed to say, you know how the other person feels and where they're coming from, you can then brainstorm together solutions for how to resolve the conflict. It's important that instead of just offering suggestions of what you think the other person can do, we need to only bring up things that we can do, things that we have control over. Then we can ask the other person if the solutions that we've come up with is satisfactory to them, and then we can commit to them to following through with our part. You can also ask them if there's anything else that they would like to see you change, and then negotiate and decide what is a reasonable way to move forward from there. It is possible, believe it or not, to settle old grudges and to move forward with hope for a better relationship with someone, especially at this time of year when we remember and celebrate the peace and the change of heart that the Savior brings into our lives. If you're looking for a great way to add that spirit of peace and understanding to your home this month, our Mormon Channel 24/7 Christmas music radio stream is now live and available to access on mormonchannel.org and on our app. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Sister Kimberly Knighton. And she said, "No matter what, we are Heavenly Father's children." So in the context of today's episode, no matter our grudges, our conflicts, our fighting, our disagreements that are going on with other people, we need to remember that we're brothers and sisters, all of us in this world. And Heavenly Father wants us to get along as best we can. He'll help us to do that. But when we express our views, when we explore concerns, and when we brainstorm solutions together about how to get past a conflict, that's really taking steps in the right direction so that we can have more peace in our lives and in our homes, especially during the Christmas season. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.